This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I wanted to play audio last night, and I just never got around to it. And so I want to do that coming up here tonight about Space ISIS. We'll share that with you.
Space ISIS.
On the way here tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Cronin.
And Daryl.
Plus, coming up, Amazon shaking up the delivery business, potentially. We'll talk about that, Cronin, because you've got the inside scoop on it.
Well, I'm interested, but they haven't sent me any special material like, because you're a merchant. Here you go. You've got preference over all the other scum out there.
You're paying attention, so we're going to get to that story. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to the phones and to the fun we've got on our Discord on-air call-in line room. It's Mike in Canada. Hello, Mike. You're on the air.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Okay, so my topic is, first, actually, I want to say I found the show yesterday.
Oh, wow, welcome.
Tom Woods, I think, had given you guys a mention or whatever.
Cool.
And to be honest, as I was listening to the podcast, I just typed it in, and I found you guys, and I started listening. And unlike every other libertarian podcast, with a few exceptions that are notable, I didn't turn it off right away.
Wow, thanks.
And I actually, you know, I listened to it. I probably listened only like Monday and Tuesday, right?
Okay.
And I really enjoyed the way that you guys get into it, and especially the way that you actually talk through issues on the fly. Like, it's not just a bunch of rehearsed positions, and because of that fact that it's so flexible, you guys actually get somewhere sometimes. And sometimes I hate where you get. But then sometimes you get other places. It's interesting, right? And so I just want to commend you on that first.
Hey, thanks so much. Glad to hear that Tom Woods advertising is working. We did a little trade deal with him, so we've been promoting Tom Woods, and he's been promoting us, and apparently he's got people listening to his show that hadn't heard of us, so that's good. That's what we were hoping for.
He definitely has people listening to his show.
The metric for success there is one new listener.
So far that we know of.
You know of. Okay,
not everybody calls in. Most people who listen will never call. So you are a very special person because of
very
that.
Very true.
Anyway, go ahead with what were you calling about?
Okay,
tonight?
The police.
Yeah.
You know, Melanie got us into this mess.
This is a Monday night co-host, Melanie, just for listeners who don't know.
And so she got us into the mess where all these calls are coming in, and I think it's because it's a real hot-button issue.
Yep.
And she said one thing that is totally obviously wrong, but she said another thing that's really not obviously right. And that's...
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello? He's still there.
He's blinking, though.
What
happened?
His mic audio just died. I don't know what happened.
Maybe his mic got pulled out.
Maybe he'll come back. Well,
maybe he said something that Canada doesn't like.
All right, when was Melanie? When was Melanie last on?
She's on Monday.
So what did you guys talk about?
Well, so Melanie has the position that the police are constantly aggressing. And this isn't an uncommon position. This is basically
by their very existence.
Right. If you put on a police uniform, you are an aggressor.
Even
basically.
If it's your first day and you have not yet punched the clock to officially begin your day.
I would agree with that. They are aggressing indirectly. Some of them are actually out there directly aggressing, but in an indirect way, yes, they are aggressors.
Okay.
Just for putting a uniform on and getting a paycheck.
Do you believe that means they should be shot and killed?
On sight.
Do not.
Okay. So that is the position of people like Melanie. And so she is representative of a particular group in the libertarian movement. Used to be Christopher Cantwell held this position when he was a libertarian.
When he claimed he was a libertarian.
Yeah, when it's all right to shoot a cop.
Now he's gone and turned into a racist, and that's a whole other story. But
and a cop lover, too, right?
And he does love cops now, yes, that's right. So people like Christopher Cantwell, like Melanie, and then there's a few other folks in the chat room, Gina Christian Anarchist, Big Loaf, they called in to defend Melanie over the last 48 hours on this particular topic. This is not an uncommon view amongst libertarians who are rightfully angry about the police abuse out there, who are rightfully upset. I get it. The cops, when they hurt peaceful people, it's intolerable, it's awful. It's outrageous. Something needs to be done about that. One thing would be to end all victimless crimes and make it so the cops
aren't enforcing. That would help so much because then they wouldn't have they'd lose a lot of their funding.
And they wouldn't be doing drug raids.
They would probably have to their employment would go crashing.
Well, maybe. I mean, or you can reassign.
So what do we have, like 70 in here in Keene? I mean, that'd probably go down to 20.
No, there's only like 40-something.
I think they have 70 slots. They probably only have 40 officers. They're having a hard time filling those positions.
That's news to me. I hadn't heard they'd expanded that much.
No. They have those slots available. Really? They're unable to fill them.
Okay, I'd have to see some stories about that. I had not heard that news. The last I heard was several years ago they got some federal funding to take it from like 40 to 44 officers. So I had not heard anything about an increase to a potential 70.
And one thing that's interesting, and we covered this at the time in, I believe it was Dallas a couple of years ago when some cops wound up getting shot, they wound up seeing their application numbers skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because a bunch of people decided, oh, well, I want to be a cop so that I can wind up protecting the community. Which is completely opposite of the theory that if you just shoot cops, nobody will want to be a cop.
Yeah. And one of the callers tried to trot that one out last night. Let's go back to Mike. He's called in actually with a different line here, or a different username. Mike, are you with us now?
Yes, sorry. I have no idea what you heard or didn't hear.
Basically, I don't know where we were. It's what we've been sort of talking about.
You were going to say Melanie said something wrong, and she said something right.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That was a long... I feel like I've been on an epic rant because you guys just... I just dropped the audio, and I talked forever. And so I will pick up from there, and I'll try and be brief. I apologize.
Okay. Go ahead.
The thing that she said that was right... Or sorry, that was wrong, is that obviously the... police perform very, very important functions in society. All of those functions, or not all of those functions, sorry, but all of, there's a certain amount of functions, right, that we could all agree on that would occur in any society, in an anarchy and whatever.
Like investigating a murderer.
Investigating a murderer, a rapist, petty assault, arson, rapist, yeah. Certain property crimes, etc., right?
Sure.
So we can all agree on that.
I think so.
And to the extent that they enforce that, they're doing a commendable good, and we don't want to lose sight of that.
Even though they're doing it under a coercive system. So it is important to keep that in mind, and I understand that's one of the reasons why people consider them to be aggressors. That maybe that would have been your argument, Conan, because...
No. See, the thing that she said, we can all agree on that, and to the extent that she vilifies the entire profession, she's actually casting aspersion on something that's very important and sacred. But... what she said that was so right that I didn't hear other callers elaborate on was the point about the uniform. Because I think her point was that the mere act of wearing a uniform constitutes aggression. And I think that she's 100% right in a very subtle way that I didn't think that enough time was spent on. Because the example I would use is that yesterday, as I was listening to the show, I was standing on a street corner. There were 20 people on my side of the street corner, 20 people on the other side of the street corner. There was no cars in sight. You could tell everyone's itchy to just jaywalk, but there happened to be a police officer standing this way.
This is the same thing when you're driving
down the road. Everybody is just, you know, the whatever, caretakers in the room, whatever. So we also agree, like the teachers in the room, so we can't talk, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's the little ways, and that's not based on the individual or his actions. It's literally just based on the fact that he's representing the agency which uses force.
Okay, but does that justify icing that cop who was standing there, killing him?
Oh, absolutely not. It's patently absurd.
Obviously Melanie's not here, so I'm going to do my best to, you know, represent that viewpoint. I do not believe this viewpoint. But the viewpoint is, well, okay, you agreed that putting the uniform on is an act of aggression, therefore, libertarians believe in defending against acts of aggression, therefore, kill the cop is what their position is.
That position is so juvenile, it doesn't require that much attention, frankly, because... again, even in anarchy, people's rights are not absolute. And if you blow on my shoulder, I don't get to murder your family.
Okay.
There's this concept of proportionality. And in this case, the man is stopping you from crossing the street.
The thing is, the people that...
It's a little aggression, but it's still an aggression.
The people that advocate, you should just shoot a cop because cop, don't believe in proportionality.
Obviously. I mean,
yeah.
You know...
But their argument is that, well, cops do bad things overall, so therefore it is proportional.
But right, but I stole a paperclip, so therefore death. No, that's also an argument.
I understand that.
No one would want to live without the police. I mean, and
Mike, if you got more to say, hang on. We can bring you back here in a moment. Mike in Canada on the line with us here. New listener of the show. Sounding great, by the way, on Discord at discord.lrn.fm if you want to join us there. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and we, of course, will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Just take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or hop into our Discord on-air call-in line room, which is where we're going to go back to here with Mike from Canada. talking about this ongoing discussion that has resurfaced again this week, and it tends to resurface over time since libertarians are generally going to continue to disagree on this particular subject, the subject of what to do about police. We'll continue with that here in moments, but I also want to make sure you know that you can't count on the police to keep your home safe. You got to do that, which means that you should probably have a camera system like the Blink Home Security System, which is a wireless camera system for home security. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. I should say there's one wire in the system. That's the power cable that plugs in the hub, which then interacts with the wireless cameras that you can put up anywhere in your home or maybe in a small office. Blinkprotect.com/FTL saves you 15% on the already very affordable Blink Home Security System. It's super easy to install because, again, it's wireless. No pulling wires through walls, drilling holes. All the hassles of wired systems completely gone. It's set up within moments after having opened the box. You pop the batteries in and then just put the cameras wherever you want them. Need to move it? No problem. It's wireless. So once again, blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. As Mike in Canada has been doing battle in our chat room here, the Free Talk Live chat with some of the folks who've been calling in, claiming that the police are constantly an aggressive threat and so therefore deserve to be killed. And you did you want to continue to address that, Mike, on the air?
Sure. So I want to go, back to there's two things, but I think I'd rather spend time on the uniforms because I think that's an interesting thought that she brought up. And
Because a cop is putting on a uniform, he is therefore engaging in a threat of aggressive force. And so that's as far as you agree. That's as far as you agreed with it. You did not agree that would justify the killing of
cops. No, the conclusion is absurd. The conclusion is patently absurd. It doesn't really deserve to be engaged with. Honestly, it's that stupid.
Well, we engage with everything here on Free Talk Live, so...
To the extent that you think that a police officer who comes in potentially on a break in a donut shop, and because he's next to you, do you know what I mean, you have the right to kill him because he has something over 0.000001 of aggressive units or something, that's absurd.
It's insane.
Yeah, okay,
it really is.
We keep using the idea that you can just walk up to a cop and shoot him. What?
All right. Yeah. Are libertarians who believe
that.
Wait.
All right. Well, let's look at it in another light. You did decide to jaywalk. You were one of those guys, 20 on one side, 20 on the other. And you decided, you know what? This is a stupid law. Mm-hmm. There's no cars here. It's dumb. I'm going to go ahead and jaywalk. And the cop runs up after you and says, hey, you, stop right there. I'm going to give you a ticket. And mm-hmm. you're like, no, you know, you're not going to give me a ticket. I'm going to keep on walking. Now you're resisting arrest.
Yep.
And then he tackles you. Now you're on the ground. Now do you have the right to shoot him because he is trying to hurt you? He's aggressing against you. Now can you defend yourself?
You can, but should you?
Legally or morally?
Well, you can't do it legally because he's got the uniform on.
Right.
Right.
Now, if it was just Daryl tackling me, I could shoot him and get away with it.
Depends on the state.
But
yeah,
because
your point.
But because he put that aggressive uniform on, now he has special powers.
Right.
And he's got his get out of jail card, and you can't beat it.
Your thoughts, Mike? Go ahead.
Okay, so one thing is there's people in the chat arguing that you guys are strawmanning their position, and that's because you guys are talking about their position in the context of what I said earlier, and so obviously it wasn't in that context when they said it, but they made the claim that any aggression deserves to, so if the uniform is aggression, then they, to be consistent, have to take the same position, and so it's pretty annoying that they don't see that because it's pretty obvious. Secondly, on the point about the police officer in the street, if I consistently disobey, then we will get into a place where the officer is ready to use real force, and the thought that real force could go down becomes credible. But until that, there's a chain reaction of things that need to happen that involve escalation at every point, and the escalation is me as a free person knowing the system I'm in, deciding to engage in a series of interactions that I know will go bad when I have a completely safe option. That is minimally invasive.
Yeah, the safe option is to remain a slave.
Well, right, and I don't think that you can describe
that's complete hyperbole.
Well, no, I don't think you can describe your actions as escalation. You are not escalating anything by crossing the street without permission or, you know, not at a crosswalk.
Yeah, of course I am.
No, it's the cop.
Of course I am.
That's blaming the victim. And that's the kind of stuff that I hear from judges all the time.
Needs to be blamed. Sometimes the victim needs to be blamed.
This is a point at which we're going to disagree, because I hear this from judges all the time. The claim is, you're making me do this to you. Right. And no, I'm not. The claim that they have a system,
okay,
and so therefore...
What you're saying is true. Huh? What you're saying is true. Obviously. But there's also a sense in what the judge says is true. And I agree that what you're saying is more true, like more fundamentally true.
Well, the judge is only true in their crazy belief system.
The question is,
because they have an insane belief system.
And like you said before, we used to have that belief system. So we have to have a certain base sympathy for the people.
You can have a sympathy, and he just cut the audio again, just cut off there. But you can have a sympathy, meaning you can feel sorry for people who believe this insanity that says that, oh, well, you're doing this, so therefore it completely justifies a cop going and attacking you. No, that is not an escalation on the victim's part. The person who is crossing the street, then being tackled by a cop over that, is a victim. And to blame that victim, to say, well, victim, you live in a society in which the supermajority of people believe that you are a criminal, and so therefore it's completely okay for this cop to do that, and or therefore... you're the one escalating this situation, and it is that's part of a sickness. And I can feel sorry for people who felt that way. I have, you know, like you said, Mike, and thanks for the call tonight, by the way. I do appreciate the discussion. I'd be happy to have it with you again at some other point. But, you know, I don't blame people for being mistaken. I think that they are mistaken, and they need to be corrected in their belief system, to hopefully to the point where they can come to understand that what they've believed is false. They've believed in a fantasy known as the state, which justifies things like this.
Like hurting your neighbor, hurting other people.
Right, as though putting on a uniform and then having, you know, men and women in a state capitol tell you what to do, enforce all these stupid laws and rules that they've written down, is somehow legitimized by the fact that people believe in it? No, it's a mass delusion. And there's only, you know, one way to make that clear to people, which is to talk about the truth. And the truth is, it's not okay for men with guns to rule over us on issues that do not involve, you know,
actual victims and actual hurting other people.
It doesn't matter if people voted
and
for it.
All you have to ask in this situation is the jaywalking. Were you actually hurting anybody? Right, and now you're going to go ahead and turn around. And it's okay to hurt me now in return?
If somebody says
the fact that a person acted pursuant to orders of his government or of a superior does not relieve him from responsibility under international law, provided a moral choice was in fact possible to him. Nuremberg principle number 4.
Yeah, if only it was easy to apply that in our court system, because they will back up the cops every time, because it's in their interest to do so, because they must protect the state and all of its aspects from any kind of serious scrutiny. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, you can do that. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Space ISIS. Is that what we need the Space Force for? Apparently, some people actually believe it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump again blasted NATO allies for not spending enough on defense and asked them to increase their spending from 2 to 4% of their GDP. Marco Rubio believes the president does have a point.
If you go through history, you'll find that in the midst of the Cold War, president after president and administration after administration had the same complaint. So that's not a new complaint. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference between saying, I don't think that our partners are doing enough, which is valid, and then saying, you know, what some are claiming the president's saying, which is, I think we should get rid of NATO. I haven't heard him say that. He certainly questioned the arrangement.
A Morning Consult political national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Now the people in the chat room are denying that they ever suggested that it was okay to shoot police. They're denying that. And I'm sorry, that's the way it seemed to me over the last 48 hours from the calls we've received.
This is one of the wonderful reasons I'm glad I'm not in the chat room, because mm-hmm. it seems as though like people will say something and then say, that's not what I said.
Well, the good news is there's open phones.
But it's
phones.
Also on the internet, yeah. And the internet is a horrible place where people do that all the time.
Right. The good news is it's open phones here every single night on Free Talk Live, so if you feel like you've been misrepresented, which isn't uncommon, right? Like, I can't exactly recall what everybody said perfectly, so I do the best I can, and if I get it wrong, open phones, you can call right on in here.
Are you talking about...
Clear it right up.
Are you talking about chat room conversations or actual callers?
No, callers. The callers who are in the chat room. So because we have the Discord chat, it allows our callers to actually interact with one another.
But what I'm asking is the conversations that you're referring to were actually
on the air.
On the air.
Over the last 48 hours, starting on Monday night with Melanie advocating it's okay to shoot cops, I think Gene the Christian Anarchist would say it's not time yet. I think he said something about it's not time yet, but he didn't deny that there was anything inherently wrong with the idea. Now, again, if I'm misrepresenting you, phone lines are wide open
here.
Well,
I do believe there's going to become a time when the act of aggression on the people, on the little man, on the sheep, is going to come to a head when the pitchforks and the torches come out, and they're going to defend themselves.
Against the police?
Against the police, against the courts, against these government employees. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be schools going to be burnt down. The police is going to be burnt down.
You think so?
I know so. Yeah. This is just history. History repeating itself.
And is that justified?
Well, they're going to... Well, I'm not telling anyone to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it's the right, you know...
do you think it'll help?
An eye for an eye.
Do you think that'll help?
I think it'll soothe some hearts, but I don't think...
But is it going to help? Is it going to make the government smaller? Is it going to make the government less aggressive? Is it going to make the government get out of our lives?
This is typically how the cycle works, where we get so big that you know, it requires a collapse.
Or is it going to increase
the
collapse?
And the collapse is going to be painful, and there's going to be a lot of violence, and there's going to be a lot of bloodshed, and the people are going to wake up 20 years later and be like, you know what? This really sucks. We want peace. We're tired of this war. We're tired of this civil war fighting our own
people.
Do you
think you can get to peace by killing cops?
No. Killing anybody is not going to result
in
peace.
If people start burning down buildings...
As long as we are human the way that we are,
yeah,
until we evolve to the next level,
right,
it's the only solution.
Hold on. This sounds
Let me bring it back to the burn clearing that the Hammonds were doing.
Uh-huh.
It's a cycle. They have to burn those tumbleweeds in order to...
It is a cycle of violence. What you're talking about is a cycle of violence, but somebody has to break that cycle in order for us to get to peace.
Right. This sounds basically like, and I don't want to give the woman any exposure for who she is because she's absolutely horrible, but there was a speaker at Anarchapulco a couple years ago that was advocating fascism and nationalism as a step towards libertarianism because we can't get there from here, so we need a step in between.
Yeah, I'm not saying libertarians should make that step. I'm saying it's going to happen. You're going to have the return of communism. You're going to have the return of fascism. The same way we had it, that, you know, 80 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's going to come back.
I think that you can definitely say that people will continue a cycle of violence. I think it's a fair prediction to make until somebody breaks the cycle. And that's what is required, right? For abused victims to not turn into their abuser, to not continue that cycle of violence, to say, you know what, I forgive you. I don't want to deal with you anymore. I don't want to see you ever again, but I forgive you. I'm not going to lower myself to your level. I'm not going to become my enemy. I'm not going to become like you by embracing the tools of violence. Even though you can justify it as, oh, we're just defending ourselves.
And it's going to be our job to set the example. We need to be the neutral.
The peaceful example?
We need to be the peaceful, neutral types.
I totally agree.
And when people are fleeing their governments, we're going to be the ones who are taking them in and sheltering them.
Yep, I totally agree. Let's go to Big Loaf. He's on the line from North Carolina on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Big Loaf.
Yo, gentlemen, good evening.
Hi there.
So, just to clear up some of those things, because I think you were talking about myself, Melanie, and Gene, the Christian anarchist, quote, advocating for killing cops, and you are grossly misrepresenting that.
You weren't supporting that?
You
weren't supporting people killing police?
No, I was not, but I will tell you what I was doing. Okay. I'm saying that self-defense is against aggressive violence is always a just thing, regardless of who that is or what costume they wear.
So you think it's
to kill
cops? How's that not supporting it?
So if that's the way that you want to convey it, fine. But
okay, so you are saying you support
it. No. Stop standing up, straw men. I won't allow it. But let's just say they're not wearing a uniform. Again, going to Conan's example, you're just crossing the street, right? Somebody tackles you. They're not wearing the costume. Yeah, self-defense is legit. What difference does the costume make?
Right. So the difference is, in people's minds, it's okay for the police to do those things because they have the aura of legitimacy surrounding them because of government and people's massive belief.
But people's minds have nothing to do with morality, right? We're talking morality, not what people think.
Uh-huh. Right, and we're talking about what you advocate on the air, and you're dodging what you're advocating, and you're acting like you didn't do it.
No, I'm advocating that self-defense against aggressive violence is just.
Okay, so you support killing cops.
I'm saying self-defense against aggressive acts is just.
So therefore, if somebody kills a cop and says, oh, this cop is aggressing because he put a uniform on, you would say, I support that, right?
If it's an aggressive action, so if we want to talk about...
Can you answer yes or no?
So I wouldn't think that donning a uniform. So Melody makes a good point. I'm not ready to pick up what she's putting down. Mm-hmm. I will go this far. Once you throw on the blue lights, if you're a cop mm-hmm. and you're pulling somebody for like no seatbelt, which doesn't happen in New Hampshire, I know, right? Yeah. And you are unequivocally communicating a death threat.
So at that point,
sure,
you would say, let me just be clear. So at the point at which a cop puts on his blue lights, if somebody then swings around and blows away that cop, you would support that act, correct?
It seems terribly just.
So yes is what you're saying. Just to be clear, you're saying yes, I, Big Loaf, would support killing cops every time they put their blue lights on.
I would support anybody defending themselves against any aggressive action,
okay.
including that.
So yes. So the answer is yes, you would support that.
Yeah, but you can't just generalize saying that so-and-so supports killing somebody else, because that's not at all what's going down.
We're not talking about so-and-so. We're talking about you, Big Loaf. And just to be clear, you did say yes to my question of you would support somebody killing a cop who puts their blue lights on to pull somebody over for whatever reason.
Anybody that is defending themselves against aggressive
violence.
This
is the kind of dodgy crap I'm talking about here. You can't just answer the question. Yeah, you are dodging. You absolutely are.
So I'll let you.
You've said yes several times without actually just straight up saying yes. Am I wrong about this? Are you guys listening to this? Am I wrong about this?
He is defending self-defense.
Fine.
Against the police.
Yeah.
He's defending self-defense. Mm-hmm. Just lead the police out of it. He's defending self-defense against aggression.
But we're talking about the police. We're talking about people wearing the uniforms of the state, enforcing various different victimless crime laws.
He's saying
he supports their killing.
Who just happened to do a lot of the aggressing.
No doubt about it.
For victimless crimes.
No doubt.
So, I mean...
Are you on his side, Conan?
I'm telling you that this is where it's going. This is where it's leading.
I'm not asking you what's going to happen.
Let me ask a different question.
Yeah.
I don't support violence.
Let me ask a different...
But I know
on,
that it's going to get there, and
okay,
I...
That's fine.
Let me ask a different question. The police secretary, whose job is to just file papers... Should that person be executed on site
You keep going to the executing part. Wait till you're actually aggressed upon. When he's pulling you out of your car, not just turning the lights on, but
secretary,
he's pulling you out of your car.
The secretary
gets paid
with taxation, which is stolen funds.
Yeah.
Should they be executed on site?
All right,
yes
so,
or no?
I don't think you're going to get a yes or no out of Big Loaf. He's being very dodgy, but we'll try here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. The ongoing conversation amongst the sides of peace and the sides of supporting violence against the police here, which continues tonight with you in the studio. You've got Ian
and Conan
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we can invest into the show, and we do invest into the show so we can become available on more radio stations around the country. And we can bring new internet listeners on board. You heard tonight about our trade deal with the Tom Woods program. We're actually doing some advertising with Roger Paxton and his show, the Lava Flow podcast. And that should have started, I believe, last week. In fact, Roger's coming in this week to be on the Thursday night show, which I'm excited about. It's always great to have him on. He's going to be making a trip all the way from the seacoast, so a real dedicated journey there. We appreciate that. But if you want to support what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is to say open phones all the time, talking about peace and liberty and cryptocurrency on now over 190 radio stations from coast to coast, including some monster stations like WRKO in Boston, which recently joined us, you can support the show directly through your credit card, through PayPal, through Bitcoin, BTC, over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You will get access to special perks, like, for instance, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord chat rooms, and more. Get all the details. And please, get signed up. Makes a big difference for us. We're trying to raise money to get on the Pendulette podcast. We got to raise like $1,000 a month to do that. That would get us just maybe one show if we're lucky. But head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can help us out with that and get those perks as we continue here with Big Loaf, who has also made a false accusation in the chat room here, but that's why we have on-air call-in lines so people can clarify when they misremember things. You said that I accused you of being COINTELPRO, which is, you know, an undercover agent or whatever for the federal government, since you're advocating or supporting violence against the police. And I said you're either that or you're just an angry libertarian, because there are a lot of people who have your viewpoint within the liberty movement, and honestly, it's hard to discern the difference, because when somebody shows up in real life in Keene, New Hampshire, and they're brand new or whatever. They're a new mover here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. And the first thing they start yammering about is getting, you know, is why people should be violent against the police. My red flags go right up. I don't care whether or not they're an actual federal agent, they're acting like one if they're coming into a liberty community and advocating for the fomenting of violence, or beating, or even beating around the bush about it. So to me, you know, that's just a red flag, and ultimately it's not somebody that I want to be seen around. I don't want to be associated with. I'm not interested in that. So, but you are free to call into the show, so please continue on with your screed about why it's okay to kill. Oh, Gerald, you had a question.
I want him to answer the question.
Yeah, I'm sorry that... Yo, go ahead. There was a question, but I'm sorry that you're so turned off by self-defense. There was a question?
No, no. I'm not turned off by self-defense. I live in the real world where we have to persuade our neighbors to accept our ideas, and the things you're talking about, which is to say you supporting shooting a cop just because he turns his blue lights on, because that's an aggressive act.
I mean, defending yourself. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You can call it whatever you want. You doing that, you supporting that, is a position that is untenable to most people, and it is not going to win you any friends or persuade anybody who's not already on your side.
The question was, and there are people that actually advocate this, do you advocate for, say, the secretary that works at the police department that never gets in a patrol car, that all she does is files paper but gets paid through taxation? Do you believe that that secretary should be shot under the guise of self-defense?
Nah, that does. I mean, I understand the argument. I wouldn't go there, right? I mean, that's not an actual, like, in-your-face aggression, right? She's not going to beat you up. Now, I mean, if she's beating you up and taking the money out of your pocket, then go for it. But I see where you're going for going with that. And I sort of kind of understand why some people take that position. I'm just not one of them, right? I mean, okay. I'm a man of peace, right? Despite what Ian would say.
Right. So you're a man of peace, meaning that you wouldn't actually take the actions that you support, but you support other people doing violence against the police when they turn on their blue lights.
I mean, I support all sorts of acts of self-defense, yeah.
Okay, just to be clear.
So to be clear, Ian, yeah. the type of self-defense that you two keep bringing up, you, Daryl and Ian, is preemptive defense.
I don't know. I'm not advocating any of these things.
It's like you turn your lights on. This could land me in jail. Mm-hmm. He could give me a pass and let me go on my way.
Right.
So I am preemptively killing this cop. Where I'm talking about, and I think Olaf is talking about, only in self defense. So when you're being drugged out of your truck into his cruiser, then it's come to that point where you can defend yourself.
You can.
I mean, that seems
but
unambiguous.
Should you?
Yeah.
And what I keep going back to is that we're coming to a point where we're coming to our own version of the Boston Massacre, where this is actually going to take place. You're going to have a drunken rabble out in the streets who are just sick and fed up with the police state, mm-hmm. and they're going to be making a mess. Cops are going to come. They're going to have their riot gear on. Someone's going to get shot.
I don't think you're wrong for predicting things like that, Conan. That doesn't mean you support somebody shooting a cop for putting their blue lights on.
I'm saying shooting a cop is not a very good idea.
I agree with you.
You're
going to
get yourself killed. It's not smart for you. It's not smart for your family. It's not
absolutely
smart for your friends.
True.
You're going to get shot, and they're going to take you down. And you're going
to
be
not only that, you'll be used as an example as to why they
as
need
a criminal.
Why we need them. That's what you'll be. You will become the example of why the cops need more guns, why they need more armor, why they need
more
personal carriers, more bearcats, and you will be contributing inadvertently. It wouldn't have been your intention because you just wanted to defend yourself against an aggressive cop, but you will contribute to more aggression by the police.
Okay, I believe
that. Let me be clear.
Go ahead,
right? Yeah, I'm not. I'm saying that's a horrible idea. Violence, self-defense or otherwise, should never be the first tool in your bag. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
A terrible idea, but that is different from whether or not the act of self-defense is just and moral.
Okay, but that's also different from whether or not you support it. So. You're being unclear here.
Yeah,
you're saying it's a terrible idea to kill a cop if they turn their blue lights on, even though it may be justified.
Yes, horrible idea. I would not recommend it.
Okay. So that's different than saying you support a thing, then, right? So
indeed,
are you saying you
right,
don't support
it? You're not listening.
I'm listening clearly. That's why I'm asking you a bunch of questions to understand you.
Okay, fair enough. I'm saying it is a horribly non-pragmatic idea. It will probably be a rallying cry, like you said.
Okay.
And
so it would
be terribly effective.
So
indeed,
are you saying,
right?
are you rescinding your support in that if you heard about somebody doing that?
No, those are two different issues. Whether or not something is pragmatic,
I'm asking you whether you support people doing the act of killing a cop who turns on their blue lights. If you think it's a bad idea, you don't support it. If you think it's a bad idea, you don't support it. If you think it's a good idea, then you do support it.
No, that's wrong. That's a false dialectic. You can both think that it's just and be unpragmatic.
This is what I've been trying to tell you, Ian. Yes, it is just. It is. Yes, it's.
Then you, if you don't think
it's
pragmatic,
not, but it's not a
then
smart
you're
thing
against
to do.
It. You either support the move or you're against the move.
No, you don't. It's not.
Yes,
there
you can only support or be against this thing. If it's not pragmatic, then you should be against it. If what you're saying is in theory,
for it morally and against it pragmatically.
Okay, so you both support and are against the act? I mean, talk about a confusing position.
I support self-defense.
You just want to stand up strawman.
Yes, I support self-defense for any reason.
Mm-hmm. You don't support it in this case
because it's not a good. Because it's not a smart idea. It's not gonna. It's not gonna
so
win you anything.
Ultimately, what you're saying is you don't support it. Then
it's a tool in your bag.
No,
it's a tool in your bag.
Supports it morally.
It's the last tool you should be reaching for.
And support it pragmatically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So therefore, you don't actually support it. Because we're talking about people taking actions here. Not what's going on in your head. Not what's going on in your mind about whether or not it would be justified if I killed this cop. But whether or not you support people doing it. And now you're changing your tune and you're saying you don't. Thanks for the call tonight, Big Loaf. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855. Oh, you're not changing your tune? Well, you did change your tune because earlier you said you supported it. Now you're saying you only support it morally, but you don't actually support people doing it because it would be a bad idea. That is not supporting a thing.
No, it's
not.
It's there's different levels.
I'm talking about the act, not the theory behind the act. You can have all kinds of theorizing
about
things.
The theory will lead to the act eventually. It's coming. It will lead to the act. You're going to have to
but you oppose that act.
It's not the best solution.
Okay, so you oppose the act.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was asking about. The act, not the theory, not the libertarian wank fest
the
that goes on around
theory. The theory to the act. The act will happen eventually.
I understand that, Conan.
Okay, so
you're against the act.
Yes.
Okay, we're coming up here in moments. That's what I was asking about. I don't care about all your master debating. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.